I'm Emily.
And I'm Tycho.
And we're friends, right?
Sure, I guess.
As much as two strangers on the internet can be friends. And like most friends, we try to influence each other's tastes.
And like most friends, sometimes that influence is for something good we legitimately love, and sometimes it's for something horrific and terrible.
And that's what you're about to hear. This is Lone Holdout.
What makes Valentine's Day so great?
You tell me.
Nothing makes it great. It sucks. It's always sucked. It will always suck. It's nothing but a capitalistic nightmare of a holiday for people who work in restaurants and only exists so that greeting card, chocolate, and little stuffed doll makers can make money. A real man would show a woman every single damn day that he loves her more than anything, and a real woman would return that love every single damn day and not break up with her boyfriend the day after Valentine's Day when she's gotten what she wants from him, Amy, you stupid, selfish, fat bitch. Hi.
Hi.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tycho.
Or as us bitter, cynical, jaded, bitter misanthropes call it, Singles Awareness Day, because fuck Valentine's Day.
Well, I hate to tell you, but you're celebrating this year because I realize that you're the only available man of an appropriate age that I'm not related to that I know. So
is this what you meant by
default?
Talk sweet to you? You're the only guy I know.
So by default, you are my Valentine,
you know,
this year.
You too, Brinky.
Well, since you're my Valentine this year, I thought I would get a little sweet on you, and I thought I'd tell you a story that I don't think you know. So I'm going to tell you a real sweet story about my first time. You ready?
All right.
So I used to follow a website called You Suck at Craigslist. And this website would collect Craigslist ads that were sucky for some reason. They were misspelled, they were misguided.
As so many of them are.
They were terrible for some reason. And so in March of 2011, the webmaster of this page put up a blog posting about a podcast that she had been on called It's on Craigslist, starring Tycho and Zoe. And I listened.
Hold on, my name's Tycho.
What? And that was the first podcast I ever listened to. And from there, I found the Judge John Hodgman podcast that you were on, which brought me to the Maximum Fun Network, and it all just spiderwebbed out from there. So I don't know how much of this thread you want to pull, but I think it's safe to say that without you, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have today's topic. So there you go.
All right. Well, there it is.
So yeah, this is something we have in common. We've both been on the Judge John Hodgman podcast. And anyone who listened to my episode knows that I do for my gentleman. And so I brought you something. And it is my recommendation. Oh, I am recommending a podcast to you called Oh Yeah Dude. Which is also a podcast I feel very sentimental about, kind of like It's on Craigslist.
But this is also a joint episode because I introduced a podcast to you too as well. So this was kind of
oh, you remembered. Oh, you got me something too. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh.
Are you done? Are we done with this now?
Yeah. Maybe. So, Oh Yeah Dude is one of my favorite podcasts that you don't listen to, so I thought I'd introduce you to it. It's been on the air since podcast, but it's been out since 2006, so for 8 years, and they've come out weekly. They're pretty regular. They've never taken a hiatus. I don't know if they've ever missed any episodes, but they are very dedicated. And this podcast is in the format of two guys talking, and that's how they describe it themselves. They describe it as an ongoing conversation that they've been having for 8 years. So you've got the two hosts. You have Seth Romitelli, who is a former alcoholic, small-time actor, now a neurotic, shut-in vegan. And he plays the straight man. He's a very straight-laced, buttoned-up guy from Boston. And then you have Jonathan Larroquette, who is actually the son of the actor John Larroquette. And he's...
That explains a lot.
Does it?
Okay.
And so he kind of had a wild childhood, kind of a crazy upbringing where he was a lot kid because his father was very famous at the time he was growing up. He's kind of a hippie. He's a musician. He plays more of the loose canon. And so these guys kind of have a setup that I think is similar to ours, where you've got the dry, straight man who brings in information to read to the other guy to react to. So
that's fair enough.
It's almost like us.
Except I'm not a recovering alcoholic. I am a recovering actor.
Are you though. A neurotic shut-in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, wait. Well, in this situation, you were the drug-doing hippie musician, so, and I was the neurotic shut-in. But anyway, so right. I assigned you two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a very old one, episode 10.
Yep.
And then I gave you a much newer one. I gave you episode 400.
Yes.
And I guess I didn't realize how long it was, so I'm sorry. I know you're a busy man with places to be. But it was, like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind the long podcast. One of my favorite podcasts is called Weekend Justice, and it's routinely at least 3 hours long. It's just 3 hours of this long, rambling conversation going from one topic to another with little to no warning.
Yeah, so a conversation with random topics is kind of like the podcast we're talking about. They do kind of go from one thing to another. Usually Seth will bring in talking points. He will, they'll read a news story, and then they'll riff on it. They'll mm-hmm. do a segment, and then they'll riff on it. They've done segments such as reading Craigslist ads, which is a clip that I gave you. Because in addition to the two episodes I gave you some bonus material, some of my favorite clips.
I did not actually watch any of the bonus material. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you missed the 22 seconds that Seth was in the movie Crossroads?
Okay.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is that the Britney Spears movie?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. He's playing the bouncer, I guess, outside a club. So, and I don't know about Weekend Justice, but I know these two guys never have guests. It is just the two of them. They've had a guest one time that I can think of, and that was when John Larroquette called into the show. And they talked to him about, I believe, when Jonathan got stoned and then went and laid in bed with his parents as a grown man. And then sometimes, since Jonathan's a musician, he'll go on tour. And when he's out of town, they'll bring in Seth's mom, Marcia, which is adorable. Now, usually I don't get taken home to meet mother, but if I did, I would want her to be like Marcia. She is quite adorable. So.
Yeah, I am. As I mean, I was listening to it, and I was listening to it, and they were just sort of getting in and talking about stuff, and they're just kind of just talking, and then they'd get into, and then suddenly get into a topic and discuss that topic for a little while, and then jump to another topic with little to no warning. And almost no segue. Like, they'll be discussing a topic, and I'm sorry, I don't know which is which yet. I haven't listened to it long enough to distinguish the voices yet. But then they'll just say, so then there's this, and they'll go off on this whole other, or, and sometimes you don't even get it, so then there's this. Sometimes they'll just be talk. Oh, in Florida, there's this, you know, let's play a game of Hey Florida.
Oh my God.
And they'll go through it.
I love Hey Florida.
All of this crazy, crazy stuff that's happening. And then they just end it with Hey Florida.
Hey Florida.
Which was really your Hey Florida.
Yeah. Back in the earlier days of the podcast, they don't do that quite as much anymore, but they had a campaign where they wanted to break Florida off and let it go float into the ocean. They called it Make It Fine with 49. They hated Florida and wanted to just go set it off into the ocean. And
you know
so
what?
The particular episode I recommended to you was just that. I remembered that bit so clearly that they read a whole bunch of bad news stories from Florida about guys revealing themselves to little children, to yep. people driving cars off of cliffs or whatever. And then after every single story, Seth would say, Hey Florida. And that is actually one of my favorite bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of warm and fuzzy feelings for this podcast. I don't know if you're going to have anything quite so personal to talk about with your recommendation.
I will go ahead and tell you that I did quite enjoy it. I will probably continue to give it a listen. I may even, I to the point that I think I'm actually going to go ahead and subscribe to it. I am not, under any circumstances, going to go back and listen to the back episodes of all 400 of them.
Well, let's talk about that, because since I got into it.
It was enough of a challenge for me to get through the entire, I subscribed on the same day to Mabim Bam, that's my brother and me, and.
Which is a mutual favorite of ours.
Yes, and The Flophouse.
Another favorite of ours, yes.
And I downloaded their entire back catalogs at the same time and went through all of them over the space of the next. It took me about 9 months to get through.
And neither one of them has been out for 8 years. These guys have quite the back catalog. Well, let me tell you about me and the back catalog, because I got into UID about, I'd say, a year and a half to 2 years ago. And so there was still a significant back catalog at the time. Now, before I go into that, let me tell you about this study that's out that states that a woman's preference for different kinds of men varies based on where she is in her fertility cycle. If most of the time, most of the time she's satisfied with a normal guy. He can be sensitive. He can be effeminate. They look for qualities that that represent a good father. But when she is fertile, she wants a rugged, primal, sexy, dumb sack of rocks. Okay? So let's keep this in mind when I say that I started listening to the back catalog, and I was listening to it constantly in the car while I was sewing, while I was doing dishes, just earphones in, listening to these guys. These guys were in my ears for months. And I learned that I could track my ovulation based on which of the hosts I was into at the time. So if I had a normal time of the month, I could be into Seth. He's very intelligent, but he is not, I wouldn't say he's unattractive, but he's not particularly manly. If I found that I was into Jonathan, well, then it was time to go home and bang my own dumb sack of rocks that I lived with at the time. So there you go. So without these guys, I don't know if I would have my little baby that I have today, because I was trying to get pregnant at the time. I don't think I said that earlier. So it's a very personal story that I attribute to them, even though.
Have you emailed and told them that?
Not yet. Now, see, they do have a pretty dedicated legion of fans that will produce fan art for them, write in, call them, all this stuff. And I'd like to do some fan art for them. And I think I'll give them this story at the same time.
Because I think that story right there is like guaranteed to get your letter read. Changing the subject because that's just weird.
Changing the subject because I think we've thoroughly tapped talking about me ovulating. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Where do you go from there?
So listening to the podcast, it's kind of...
Do you think this topic is fertile for
a
conversation?
A rambling discussion of just whatever points come up, which is kind of this pod. The yeah, dude, is kind of like an amalgamation of a lot of podcasts that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rambling conversation that with talking points with things to bring up and talk about, which Tell 'Em Steve Dave kind of does. Tell 'Em Steve Dave kind of rambles. Sometimes they have talking points to talk about. Most of the time, it's just a rambling conversation. The Ken P.D. Snidecast is the definition of a rambling conversation. There are whole podcasts where they spend the entire time talking to each other, but nothing is discussed. Let's see, in the episodes that you gave me, they did some advice stuff.
Yes, they have a beef with Amy Dickinson. She doesn't know about it yet.
No, but it wasn't an Amy Dickinson. It was like
it was.
Writing in advice to them.
No, it wasn't. What it is that they will take advice columns from magazines or newspapers. So Amy Dickinson, they typically will read hers. And then I think the other one was the Playboy Advisor that they read on that episode. So instead of saying, "Dear Amy," Seth will just say, "Dear Jonathan." So
okay.
So the first one, the first one,
I did not understand that that was the premise.
I don't remember what the first question was. I know the second one from the Playboy Advisor was, I'm at this dinner party and my friend of a friend, has gotten her tits done. Should I say something?
And you know, they'd kind of riff on that for a little bit, kind of like my brother and me does.
Right.
And then they had, what was the, and then like you mentioned that they sometimes talk about Craigslist ads, like.
Yes.
I used
Which
to
is perfect for comedy. When I, going back to my sweet story, to do some research for telling it on the podcast, because I had to go back and find dates and things, I found that I had recommended your podcast to my brother within 2 weeks. And I described it, and when I said that you guys were reading Craigslist ads, I said that that's a formula for success. You know, it's bound to be comedic.
And let me tell you about that, because when we first got the idea, because we used to just read Craigslist ads just to each other, just for fun. And one day we were just like, why don't we make this a podcast? And before we even released it, before that one even hit the airwaves the first time, I went onto iTunes and I said, are there any other podcasts that are doing this? And I went into the iTunes music store and I typed Craigslist into the search bar. And there were a couple songs that came up, and there were a couple, there may have been like a book or something, but like there were no podcasts. Nothing came up under podcasts. And I was like, we're the only ones doing this.
I know,
we're going to be famous. And we were not.
Oh, because when we were talking, you started in maybe 2010.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went for a couple of years, and then both of us got busy, and neither of us had time to devote to it. And
now it belongs to the ages.
And now it is gone forever. You cannot listen to it. It does not exist on the internet anymore.
So I think, embodies some of the things you were hoping to accomplish with our show. You were saying that you didn't want to have guests unless they had a purpose for being there.
Right.
And that's one of the things that they do. I mean, they don't have guests at all because it's not about anybody else. It's about them.
A lot of the 35 podcasts I think I'm subscribed to, I have learned. Yeah, right. I work an overnight job where they allow me to listen to my iPod. So I need something. I need to fill the space. So I'm subscribed to a lot of podcasts. But a lot of them that I'm subscribed to, I know about because I heard about them on other podcasts.
Yes.
Like Read It and Weep, which we're going to be discussing later on, because it was what I gave to you. I heard about from The Flophouse, which I heard about from the very, very brief time that I listened to Jordan Jesse Go. And Jordan Jesse Go, I knew about because I had been listening to Judge John Hodgman.
Yeah, so. This is a similar journey that I went through, thinking about listening to your podcast and also Oh Yeah Dude. So I went from your podcast to Judge John Hodgman to Jordan Jesse Go to Oh Yeah Dude. So yeah, it's a pretty clear trail. So they do a lot of recurring segments, a little less these days because in the beginning they had more energy. Seth is 40. I mean, these guys are getting up there, but they used to play a game a lot, and they'll do this at their live show still, called Weed, Horse, or Mind's Eye. And I thought we could play around to this. And so way this works is this like
Ask Me Another's this, that, or the other?
Ask Me Another's this, that, or the other?
Ask Me Another is a... You know what Ask Me Another is?
That's a podcast also. It's a radio show.
It's an NPR radio quiz show that plays word games and sometimes just fun trivia games. And they have this game called This, That, or the Other, where they'll be like, tell me whether this is the name of a... And they're like if it's a textile, a type of grain, or a Pokemon.
Yes, and so that's almost exactly what this is.
Okay.
And so what Seth will do is he will come in with strains of weed. He doesn't bring the weed, he just brings the names. names of horses, race horses. And then Mind's Eye, something that he made up.
Okay.
And so that's what I did. I found, I've got five rounds for you. I found five strains of weed.
Okay.
I found five horses that are currently contenders for the 2014 Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
And some from my mind's eye. So let's see how you do. So, round one.
Oh, goody.
Zeus's scepter, Buddha's sister, or Amy's holiday?
Wait, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to figure out which one is a weed, which one is a horse, and which one came from my mind's eye.
Okay.
Do you want me to read them again?
Yes.
Zeus's scepter.
Okay.
Buddha's sister, or Amy's holiday.
Amy's holiday is the horse.
Continue.
Oh, you're not going to tell me whether I'm right or wrong?
No. Okay. Not until this round is over.
Zeus's scepter is the weed. Buddha's sister is the one you made up.
This is not correct. So Amy's holiday is the horse.
Okay.
Zeus's scepter is my mind's eye, and okay. Buddha's sister is a weed.
Okay.
All right. Next, Double Diesel, Big Bazinga, halftime show. Now, you did very well on our Beyonce quiz, and so I've got high hopes for you. But usually Jonathan does terrible at these. Even though he is kind of a weed smoker, he does horrible at these games. So,
all right. I know which one is not the weed.
Okay.
I know that. What was the Big Bazinga?
Big Bazinga.
I'm going to say Big Bazinga is not the weed. I'm actually going to say that is your mind's eye selection.
Do you want me to read the other two for you?
No, it was Double Diesel and what was the third one?
Halftime Show.
Halftime Show. See, I could see either of those being weed.
Yeah, there is definitely a pattern for weed naming. I managed to eliminate most of them. Usually any time that there's a color, because there was lots of purple this and green that.
All right.
And usually things associated with flavors. I did eliminate anything that said dank. Yeah, I figured you would figure that out pretty quick.
All right, I'm going to go with Double Diesel is the weed and Halftime Show is the horse.
So you were right about the weed. Double Diesel is a weed. Big Bazinga was a horse.
Oh.
And Halftime Show was my mind's eye. So
far I'm 33%.
You've gotten one in each category so far. So,
yes.
Number three. Father Time, Uncle Cy, Mr. Nice. Now, Cy here is not Uncle Cy like in Duck Dynasty. It's S-I-G-H, just to put you at rest.
Father Time, Uncle Cy.
Oh, and Mr. Nice.
Mr. Nice. What were the previous two weeds?
Well, the previous two weeds were Buddha's sister and Double right. Diesel.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have picked a game where there's going to be so much dead air.
Well, you can edit it. Sure. Father Time is the horse. Uncle Cy is your mind's eye, and Mr. Nice is the weed.
You were right about the weed for a second time in a row, so you're really proving yourself here. Uncle Cy is the horse, and Father Time is my mind's eye. So, all right, you ready for round four?
Sure.
Tanzanite Cat, Critical Bilbo, Fortunate Son.
Fortunate Son is the horse. Critical Bilbo is the weed, and the other one is your mind's eye.
So you're right about the weed. Tanzanite Cat is the horse, and Fortunate Son is my mind's eye. All right, we've got one left.
Oh, goody.
Okay. Rum Point, Apricot Scarf, Blueberry Headband.
Rum Point is the horse, Apricot Scarf is the weed, Blueberry Headband is the mind's eye.
So you're right about the horse. Rum Point is a horse. Blueberry Headband is a weed. And you'll find quite a bit of flavors associated with weed. This is the only flavor one I pulled out, because you've got Grape Thunder, A blueberry headband. No, apricot scarf was referring to the song You're So Vain, because that's from my mind's eye. I found a lot of weed strains related to Alaska. The first one I saw was Alaskan Thunderfuck. I didn't think I could work that into the game, but I thought I'd tell you about it anyway.
Okie doke.
Alaskan Thunderfuck. So, there you go. So, you liked Oh Yeah Dude. I actually brought something that you liked.
Yeah, I actually did. Well, I mean... yeah, I mean,
we came together on something.
I will probably subscribe to it. But that is with the codicil that there have been several podcasts that I have subscribed to that I am now no longer subscribed to.
Yeah.
Even though I liked them in the beginning.
True.
I liked Smodcast in the beginning, and then Kevin Smith started smoking weed and exclusively only talking about sex, and I was like, nope, we're done.
Well, these guys, I don't think that they changed. Did you see that there was a big difference between episode 10 and episode 400?
I did not.
Yeah.
They sounded a
exactly.
lot the
same. It's a pleasant way to pass an hour.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and you know, he did this other podcast. Kevin Smith did this other podcast called Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, which started off telling the story of Jay and his addiction to drugs and getting over it and all that, which is a fascinating story if you've never heard.
Yeah.
It is it is an amazing, fascinating story. And then they finished that story up, and I kept listening because those 9 episodes were pretty great. But I kept listening to it, and then they got to like a Valentine's Day episode, and they were like,
which we know just kills a podcast.
They started off talking about sex, and then went off into some other subject. And then they were like, all right, so let's bring it back to Valentine's Day, okay? Bring it back to Valentine's Day. So that's like a free pass for anal, right? And I was like, nope, we're done. And that was like, this is where we finish. I was like, that line right there, you killed it. We're done. Good night. Goodbye. Thank you. I will no longer be playing your game.
So I've got something to transition us into talking about Read It and Weep.
Okay.
And Read It and Weep has a segment that they call One Change. They play a game called One Change.
Yes.
Which is, what is one thing you would change to improve this work and make it better for yourself? So, why don't you play One Change on Oh Yeah Dude? Because I expected you not to like it, which is why I had this prepared.
It would have me and Zoe and be called It's on Craigslist.
Well, that's about as likely as some of the changes that they talked about in Read It and Weep. So, tell us about this podcast you brought me.
Read It and Weep is in the same vein as How Did This Get Made and The Flophouse. The Flophouse and How Did This Get Made talk about movies. The Flophouse talks about more recent movies. How Did This Get Made will talk about any movie at any time, anywhere, at any point. Read It and Weep started off mostly dealing with books. Alex Falcone, who is the host of the podcast, basically, he came out, I think it was this most recent episode, or one of the back episodes I was listening to that I hadn't heard before. I think it was one of the back episodes, because that was the two-parter of Daughter of the Blood. He was talking about how he started the podcast as an excuse to get his friends to read the Twilight books. and the first like 3 or 4 episodes are the first Twilight book and then the first Twilight movie. And so they'll discuss movies, they'll discuss television shows, they'll discuss books. And they've basically moved into a sponsor system where if you want them to listen to an audiobook of a certain length, you have to pay this amount of money. If it's between this length and this length, it's this much money, and so on and so on. Or if you want them to read this many pages or watch a movie this long, it's this much money, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then people suggest movies and pay money, and that is how they've gotten up to 227?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so that's... Because I remember their 200th episode, and it doesn't seem that long ago.
Well... one of the ones you had me listen to was 206. You also had me listen to 83 and 84, which was a two-parter. And all of these were related to a work called City of Bones. So
you didn't have to listen to the movie one, though.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't. Just the two-parter that had Dan McCoy on it, because because he's from the Flophouse, so I figured...
Well, I was already so familiar with these very rich characters.
Getting a familiar voice in there, too.
From these rich characters from this book.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that... it's Alex, his friend Ezra, his other friend Chris, and then usually one of their friends who is not anybody famous and is a name you wouldn't know, so they might as well just be a fourth guest, which is different for me from How Did This Get Made, always bringing in somebody famous or whatever, and I'm like, that's fine. And or like Jordan Jesse Go, who always brings in somebody famous, and I'm like, for some reason, that just does not appeal to me at all as a podcast, and I don't know why. Even if they're just sitting there goofing and having fun, it's like, it doesn't work for me.
So if we get a chance at a dope celebrity guest, we're going to tell them to go fuck themselves, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.
I mean, they can come on and talk to us, and I'll be happy to talk to them. We're just not going to record it and release it as a podcast, because...
They could just hang out at your house?
Yeah, well, or online.
Drink an amaretto sour?
Nobody's going to come over to my house. My house is a pigsty. that's Read It and Weep. I would actually in the ranking of those three, I would put I love the Flophouse. I love it. I would put, you know, I will listen if I wish that they were more frequent than every 2 weeks, because Although, to be fair, Weekend Justice is every 2 weeks. So on Weekend Justice's off week, you get the Flophouse, and on the Flophouse's off week, I get Weekend Justice. So they work together, but, like, come on, Flophouse. Can I get, like, an episode every day? That would be awesome.
And we will be talking about the Flophouse on a future episode.
Yeah, we will.
And so with this one, tell me what you like about it. What makes it special enough for you to recommend it to me? First of all, I didn't listen to it already, so that was one of the criteria, but... What else?
And I know that you like The Flophouse. I know that you like How Did This Get Made? And Read It and Weep is another, you know, bad genre podcast.
So which, kind of like reading Craigslist ads, it's a formula that's guaranteed to work.
Yeah.
You take something stupid and you laugh at it.
You almost can't do it badly.
Right.
You know?
And so, I do like a lot of the things they were doing. So the things that I liked about this... I liked that they had games and segments. This is something that I guess How Did This Get Made doesn't do a lot. And Flophouse maybe not either, because those are more of a free-flowing conversation. This, they have it worked into a structure. They play compliment sandwich, where they start out giving a compliment to the work, then critiquing it for a while, and then wrapping it up with another compliment.
Yeah, that's how they justify themselves as fair and legitimate criticism.
Yes. And then they have other games, such as One Change, that we talked about.
Yep. Other games that they have that I don't know if you've heard about was King of Hate Mountain.
I don't think they played that one, no.
Where somebody will throw out a hate, and the person who is the King of Hate Mountain has to either explain it or defend it successfully. And if he can't do it, the person who threw out the hate becomes the new King of Hate Mountain. And they usually go around. They play lightning bonus round, where one person will make a joke about the book, and everybody riffs on it until somebody gets tired of it and says lightning bonus round, at which point everybody else has to say lightning bonus round, and then they move on to the next joke. And they play Claire Ezra Explains It All.
I did hear something like that, yeah.
Where they ask Ezra, okay, Ezra, this is what's going on, explain this. Oftentimes this is thrown at Ezra with no warning whatsoever. Like, Alex will just come on and say, all right, we're going to play a round of Claire Ezra Explains It All. And Ezra will be like, oh, damn it, why are we doing it with this one?
Now, one thing that they did in one of the book episodes that I listened to was, and I wanted to know if this was a recurring thing because I thought it was hysterical, but they took a scene from the audiobook and they played it, except they just bleeped out normal words to make it sound like it was filthy.
They do that.
I loved it.
Every now and then. It's not very frequent at all.
So I really have to stick in there if I want to get my comedy value.
I've heard it 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
One time when they do it is in one of the Dan Brown books, and I want to say it's Inferno. It's Inferno, where Robert Langdon is trying to figure out how to open this box, and he's talking to this old blind man, and the old blind man is like, You need not to see things with your eyes. You need to see things with your fingers. And then, like, they actually dropped in the narration from the audiobook.
Yes.
And when he says you need to see things with your fingers, and then you get the opening strains of Let's Get It On. You know that. That did not sound anything like it at all. And it's like Robert's fingers moved down the box and then slid underneath and into the crevice, tracing around looking for a small little button on the inside. He probed deeper, his fingers pressing inside,
I wish this weren't
finally
happening right
found
now.
It. And the whole time you got
I've
Marvin
listened to you read so much erotica, and yet I am uncomfortable right now.
We need to do, oh man, we should do some Craigslist erotica on here.
Yeah, we'll do a mini-sode later. Another thing I liked about it was...
So yeah, they do that every now and then. It's not very frequent at all, or at least... I have only listened to maybe half of the episodes. Like, I've only listened to the episodes of things that I have seen, or things I've heard discussed on other podcasts, or things that I really wanted to hear trash talked, like the Twilight books.
Yeah, I looked at a list of the things, and I've picked out several that we had already talked about doing. We have an episode coming up about My Little Pony. Well, I guess they did that too.
Yep.
So, oh well. One thing I do like in podcasts a lot is...
I love how in this episode we've dropped a lot of what's going to happen in the future. It's like a...
Oh, well, I've been drinking. You know I can tell the future when I've been drinking, right?
I did not know that.
Okay, well,
you can tell the future when you're drinking?
Yes, we can talk about that later. But okay. Anyway, and so what I like in a podcast is when the hosts are laughing together. I mean, I love it on Car Talk when they open and the guys are just laughing for a minute straight. I think it's wonderful. I mean, some people get annoyed. No, I think it's great. And these people did laugh a lot together, so yep. That was nice. I actually liked their Audible commercials. So I guess they are sponsored by Audible. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Audible and Amazon. They do little playlists for each one.
Right.
And the playlists do have recurring characters. Ezra does Sean Connery a lot. So you'll see Space Shark pop up a lot.
Yeah. So what they did to make a commercial for Amazon was to write a skit and then put their guest host into it as the star, which right. I liked a lot as well. So, and then this has nothing to do with anything else, but I like that they were encouraging a comeback for Rick Moranis, because this is something I've been saying for a long time. And
you want another honey, I change the size of something that should not be changed the size of?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I talked a little bit about Oh Yeah, Dude, and how their dynamic seems kind of similar to ours. Now, this... I want to be, I think it's Chris, I want to be him, where he's in the background just throwing out one-liners that are hilarious. My favorite was when he said gay sex machina. He went to great lengths to set up the phrase gay sex machina, which was great. And then also he was talking about in the movie where Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, his character is always wet and has a lot of braids. And he said he was braided hard and put away wet. I want to be that guy. Where he's
Chris is pretty great. Yeah.
So those are my likes, but let's get to talking about some dislikes.
Okay.
And there was only one major complaint, and you said this is something that will resolve itself if I listen to enough. And they point this out themselves. They all sound the same. These are three guys that sound the same.
They do sound very, very much alike. It's like listening to my brother and me and hearing Justin and Travis almost be clones of each other.
It took a long time for me to figure out Justin and Travis.
Yeah.
And then another podcast that we've discussed before, Wham Bam Pow, you don't have this problem, but I do. I feel that the two female hosts, Rhea and Cameron, sound a lot alike. So.
Yeah. And that's just... Like it took me a long time to figure out the difference between Justin and Travis as well. And I had listened to the entire run of In Case of Emergency prior to
another podcast
we love.
Yeah,
which
that our dearly departed. Yes, yeah. That belongs to the ages.
Poor Miranda. I miss Miranda.
Mm.
By the way, when I was listening to that podcast, you know how when you listen to a podcast, you kind of picture them in your heads, even if you don't know what they look like? Everyone on that podcast looked exactly the way I thought they would look.
The only time that has ever happened for me was Garrison Keillor. When I saw Garrison Keillor for the first time, I'm like, yep, there he is.
That's not what I thought. In my head, he looked very different. But yeah, they looked exactly the way I pictured them in my head.
Someday I'll tell you about the email that I sent to my brother when I saw your picture for the first time, but... I'm not going to do it now, and I'm not going to do it on a public forum.
Okay. Because
it was not nice. I'm sorry.
His voice is so nice, but
no, I said I expected
he's just
you
the
to be
ugliest guy in the world.
No, I said I expected you to be fat or otherwise unattractive. But
well, thanks. I think
I'll have to show you the picture that I saw because I think it justifies the phrase that I used, which was derpy and underbitey. I'm so sorry. I said I wasn't gonna say it. Oh God. Okay. Well.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Read it and weep, guys. All right. So.
So I mean, yes, they do sound alike. It does take a little bit of time to differentiate their voices, but I mean, once you got like for me, one day it just clicked, and I was like, oh, I don't know what it is about it, but there's that.
So another thing that I kind of dislike. I mean, I like the podcast. Let me go ahead and point that out. And I did subscribe, and I do like it. But I'm not sure how I feel about the change in their thesis, where they started out being about books, and now it's just another bad things podcast. Talk to me about that.
I mean,
you have no opinion.
What is there to talk about?
Do you approve
and
or not?
And like their first three or four episodes were a book, and then they did a movie, and then they did a Nicholas Sparks book.
Yeah, if it's a book and then the movie that was made from that book, I think I'm okay with that because that comes back at least to the literature. But
yeah,
and being a literature based bad things podcast, I think would set them apart. But now without that, they kind of join the ranks of these other things that we're comparing them to. So I don't know. Do you approve or not?
I don't have a problem with it. I think that I can't even say that because if they wanted to, because I was gonna say it's a result of taking sponsorships, you know, to and people telling them what they want. And
right, but
so if somebody says I want a movie, here's $100, do this movie.
But were they already taking sponsorships back in episode 83 and 84 that we talked about? Because the next episode, 85, was Troll 2. And I'm fairly sure there's not a book related to that.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It might not be that.
But, I mean, if they wanted to keep it to bad books, they could just say, we'll take sponsorships, only make it books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the rule. We're a book podcast. Let's do books. So I don't know, but then movies, putting in bad movies, discussing bad movies, also will. I mean, that'll get you a lot of viewers or a lot of listeners, and you know, and more listeners means more money, and more money means
more problems.
Well,
now there was one thing I felt neutral about, and I kind of wanted to see what you thought, and that was that there are musical interludes kind of breaking up the segments, as if mm-hmm. you're listening to a radio show that's been made into a podcast. Like, these are spots when there would normally be a commercial. How do you feel about that?
I generally don't like that in a podcast. Uh-huh. I would prefer a podcast to just be one unbroken conversation, I mean, with stuff edited out for, you know, edited for content or whatever, but not edited to make it sound like a television show. But I will give them this much, is that when they do the musical interludes, it's just boom. It's just a sudden cut into the music and then back. And they don't say like freaking Wham Bam Pow, which I hate. I hate Wham Bam Pow. I don't know why I keep listening to it. But they'll be like, oh, we'll be right back, you know, with you know, our Pitch It segment, which is the stupidest thing they do on the show. And we'll be right back with our Pitch It segment. And then there's like a 10-second musical interlude, and they're like, and we're back. And I'm like, why did you waste time?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just say, all right, now let's move into a new segment, and we'll call it, and this is our Pitch It segment. Why? I mean, you don't need to say we'll be right back, because I know you're going to be right back. I have the whole, it's right there. You don't need to do that. Jordan Jesse Go does that with their, they do a little musical interlude. They'll be like, oh, we'll be right back with blah, blah, blah. And then mm-hmm. go into a musical interlude, and then they'll come back with a completely different topic. If you want to switch topics, that's fine. Yeah, dude switches topics just on the drop of a hat. They'll be like, boom, and they'll drop a topic.
And you didn't get lost necessarily. I think at some point, like, there are some inside jokes that maybe you weren't picking up on. But aside from that, you were following.
Yeah. I mean, it took a second where they'll be talking about something and then all of a sudden switch to something else and it'll be like, oh, they just switched topics again. Okay, let's move down. So you do kind of have to be paying attention, otherwise you're like, why are we talking about this when just a minute ago we were talking about walruses or whatever, you know? So you kind of have to pay attention to that. So that does, I mean, so that's a little bit distracting. Not enough for me to make it be like, don't care. But, I generally don't like when they put a musical interlude in. I would prefer my podcast just be a, like, unless it is like a former radio show, like Ask Me Another or Car Talk or...
Wait, Don't Tell Me. Was what came
then
to mind
absolutely
for this.
Absolutely, I don't have a problem with that. Yep. At all under those circumstances. But if you're not and you are just a podcast, you don't need to do that. Just make it a conversation and just go with it.
Right.
But, you know.
I should put some into this episode just for the lulls of it.
Please don't.
No. Okay.
I listen to these once they download on Friday. It helps me get through the
just for the ego. Show. Yeah. And so this actually kind of reminded me of Wait, Don't Tell Me, because the music that they put in is related to what they were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that, you know, figuring out what the connection was. So, yeah, I felt kind of neutral about it. I knew that this was something you typically don't like, and so I wanted to get your thoughts on it. So,
I don't mind it as much under these circumstances, because at least they're not pretending, oh, we're going on a commercial break, and
right,
you know, and we'll be right back. They just hit the music, and then the music goes away, and then they're back, and they're talking about the new game they're going to play.
And then when they go on a commercial break, they do their commercial and come back.
Yeah, and they're like,
and their commercials are delightful.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So there you go. So we actually got some feedback this week.
Oh, did we?
Yes. So it's actually feedback from someone you don't know and I don't know, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So this person is a character in the Red Cow universe, like myself. He actually played a role in Frankie Frayn's first movie, I Need to Lose 10 Pounds. He played the cranky store manager. And his name is John W. O'Brien III. And he got on the
Hi, Red... John. Thanks for listening.
Well, we'll see. So he got on the Red Cow... Facebook page yesterday and posted some comments about our Joko episode.
Oh, and boy.
And he said, holy shit! Did he play the IKEA song for her? It's fucking awesome! Which says to me that he didn't listen to the episode.
Let me touch on that for just a second.
Yes.
Because after that episode, after we discussed it, you had asked me to send you some of the other songs that I had thought about including, and I sent you like a whole butt ton of songs. Have you listened to those songs?
A few, not all of them, but
did I send you the IKEA song in there?
I don't know, but maybe we could put in a musical interlude right now, and then I go listen to it, and then come back.
No.
So we will listen to the IKEA song probably after we wrap here. How about that?
Okay, that'll work.
We also have. I tried to listen to the thing. But you lost me after the first 30 seconds of plugging. So, actually, this...
You know what? Can I go ahead and say? When it comes to that sort of thing, there's a little button that's got two arrows pointing to the left. just click and hold that button, and everything moves faster.
Well, right.
On an iPod, like on an iPod Touch, it's got this little circle thing with like a 15 in it, and you push it, and it automatically jumps forward 15 seconds.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
so
podcasts
when I listen
will
to,
put...
When I listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave, and Kevin Smith has a five-minute... I swear to God, Brinky, there was one episode where they did 9 minutes of plugs before even starting the actual episode. And I was like... If they do this again next week, I am so done with this.
There is a podcast that Dan Savage recommended once called Sex Out Loud, and I listened to it for a little while. And the thing about it is, Jesus Christ, so many plugs, so many commercials, it was almost painful to listen to.
That's another thing about another podcast that I listen to is called I Seem Fun, The Diary of Jen Kirkman. And Jen Kirkman is very funny on the Pod F Tompcast. Paul F. Tompkins is just hilarious. I love Paul F. Tompkins. Jen Kirkman came on and would do just little segments, just little conversations where she'd just call in and they'd have a little conversation or she'd tell a funny story. And she was hilarious. And I thought, a whole podcast of her just talking and telling stories is going to be great. And I started listening to it and they're not always funny stories. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a serious story. I don't mind a serious story. But sometimes... But then she'll spend a lot of time saying, all right, I'm going to buy tickets here, and oh, I'm sorry I wasn't here for this, I got sick, and then I'm like, I don't care about any of this. I don't, like, I put this at the end where I can skip it if I want to.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is a lot of podcasts will put their bumpers at the end, and then you can just skip ahead.
Right.
And I will, sometimes.
Or if you're going to plug something, make it fun and interesting, like My Brother and Me does. They do, like, when they do the Money Zone... Like, I never fast forward through it because they always find some way to make it interesting.
Oh, and speaking of bumpers and plugs, Throwing Shade is not one you listen to, I don't think.
No.
But there was a bumper for it in the most recent episode of My Brother and Me. And my brother told me that he thought that it sounded kind of like our intro at one point because they talk about being friends, kind of.
Yeah, so. I was thinking that too. I was like, wow, that sounds like us.
So our listeners will be happy to know that this is actually our first episode that we're allowed not to use the bumper on it. So you wouldn't have heard it at the top of the hour because it's not there. So there you go. Wait, maybe this time we won't lose John W. O'Brien III after 30 seconds of plugging. So that was his other concern. And
but anyway,
also,
yeah, fast forward, Johnny. That's all you got to do, buddy.
And finally, we get to his third concern. He says, is she hot?
Well, I'm a guy, first of all. So, and so it should be, is he hot? oh, wait, are they talking about you?
Oh, well, it just says she. So, well, I mean, earlier he referred to you as he and me as she. So, yeah, he's not using names. It's just, is she hot? And I can go ahead and tell you, buddy, we're on a podcast. One can assume we are hideous hose beasts. We are... terribly, terribly unattractive.
Hose beasts?
We are terribly unattractive. I'm sorry to break it to you. So,
yeah, I've had several times where I've been talking to a girl and everything has been going great and we've been hitting it off wonderfully and then she'll be like, so what do you look like? And I'll send her a picture and I'll never hear from her again because I am a disgusting human being. I am derpy and
underbitey.
Underbitey, there it is. I am very underbitey.
After we're done here, I'll show you the picture.
I have a really bad underbite. I am not proud of that.
I'm so sorry. I feel so embarrassed.
It's not bad enough that my parents were like, "Wow, you need to get that fixed." Like my older sister. Can I go ahead and say me and my older sister have a lot of had a lot of the same problems? Okay, she was born with born with strabismus. She was born with crooked teeth. And
Do you have strabismus?
Yeah, well, I have a lazy eye.
Oh, really? My daughter has strabismus also. So,
she got her lazy eye surgically fixed. I did not. she got
you didn't
her...
grow out of it. We could talk about eye patches and stuff later. I'm fascinated now because my little daughter has the same situation. So,
I think it was my younger sister. Actually, I think had the messed up teeth. But she got her teeth fixed. I did not. I did not get anything for my underbite. I did not get anything for my crooked teeth. I am just... Here I am, flaws
and all.
Let's
take a rundown of these qualities.
A disgustingly horrible person. My sister's always got better treatment than I did.
He's got a buck tooth underbite and a crazy eye. This man is hideous.
Oh, I've got a nose bulge, too. I didn't tell you about that, but I've got a
nose bulge. What does this mean?
A nose bulge right here. Nobody else can see this because you're not on the video, but right here, and you can't see it right now, but there is a blood vein that is significantly out of place from where it's supposed to be. And when I exert myself, like when I played sports when I was younger, and the blood would get pumping, this side of my nose would literally like come out about... It wasn't like covering my eye or anything, but there was a noticeable bulge on the side of my nose. When I get blood flowing, there is a noticeable bulge on the side of my nose if I am not wearing my glasses. If I am wearing my glasses, you cannot see them. And I have glasses. So Like my youngest sister Dulcie, she doesn't have glasses, she doesn't need them. My younger sister needs glasses, but I think only for like close up work. My older sister wears contacts. My mom wore contacts. My dad always wore glasses. And I asked my mom one day, this is a true story, I'm not making this up. My mom confirmed this a couple of years ago when I mentioned it to her, because she remembers it. I asked her one day, Mom, can I get contacts? And she was like, no. And I said, why not? And she was like, because you're not responsible enough. You won't remember to take them out, and then you'll get eye worms. Which made me think of that conversation they had in Yeah Dude, where they talked about eye fungus.
Oh, right.
When they talked about eye fungus, and I was like, oh, yeah. My mom told me about something like that with contacts, yeah.
They were talking about a product that Seth uses, which, of course, when Seth finds out that there's something wrong with a product that he uses, he gets neurotic and panics. So there you go. So Tycho is a horrifying human to look at. Yeah. I'm just kind of a dumpy mom. So there we go. Yeah. Is she hot?
Of a bridge troll, but...
Are they hot? No.
No.
Sorry. But we're happy to answer any listener questions. And how would they get a hold of us in that situation?
I don't know.
They could
loanholdout at redcowentertainment.com,
right?
Or loanholdouts@gmail.com. Either way.
So Redcow
Entertainment. Depends on who you want to talk to. One goes to Brinky, one goes to me.
So Redcow Entertainment is our network. And I should plug it now since we didn't have the bumper at the beginning. But if you feel like you want that bitch to shut up and let the men talk, you can get back to the boys club by checking out another podcast on the network, which are completely populated by men. So there you go. They can also tweet at us. And do you know our Twitter handle?
Lone Holdout, capital L, capital H.
You got it.
Yeah.
And they could also get a hold of us the way James W. O'Brien III did. And how would that be?
Write us on Facebook.
Right.
Either at the Red Cow Entertainment site or at our own Facebook site.
Lone Holdout.
Lone Holdout.
Yeah, so you should like us. And if they like us, what else should they do?
Rate us and review us on iTunes.
Yes.
Give us a hug if you happen to see us out on the street.
We'll be the ugly ones.
Yeah. If you're crossing over any bridges and you hear somebody underneath going, "Who's that crossing over my bridge?" That's probably Brinky. So it's Brinky under the bridge. It's me up on the bridge, standing there with my mouth open like some sort of gargoyle.
Uh-huh.
So. I'm the gargoyle. She's the bridge troll. This was Lone Holdout. Good night.
Previous to this, they were just imagining us as two lonely losers at tables for one. But now they know exactly who we are. So,
what was it I heard the other? Wait! Don't tell me. Mentioned this was several years ago. Mentioned the saddest book they ever found on Amazon, which is a cookbook called Microwave Dinners for One.
Yes.
And that was recently re-mentioned.
And this is the basis of your nutrition.
What?
This is the basis for your eating habits, right?
Yeah, pretty much. it got mentioned somewhere else again when they were talking about something, and they mentioned microwave dinners for one in the context of geeks, and I got really offended about it.
Because you're alone by choice?
Not by choice.
Yeah, that's our Valentine's Day show.
This is this is. This is the lifestyle I have had thrust upon me despite my best efforts.
So join us next...
Fuck you and fuck Valentine's Day, all right?
So join us next week when we learn how to Dougie. What do you think?
No.
No? We take the cinnamon challenge.
No.
No? We...
I'm not entirely sure what we're doing next week. So.
We make a Call Me Maybe lip sync video.
No, absolutely not. While we're on the subject of things to fuck off, that song can fuck off and die forever.
All right. I hate that
song.
Well, this
song
has been Lone Holdout. Fuck off and die forever. Don't cook naked.
She's the bridge troll. I'm the gargoyle. Good night.
Hey, guys. I know I give Tycho a lot of shit for being single, for talking too much, or for driving away women by talking too much. But it's all in fun. I find him delightful, and I hope you do too. I mean, I really hope you do, since the next 3 minutes are just of him talking. This is a tribute for my friend and co-host, and my very reluctant Valentine. Let's get Startus.
Let's get Startus. And it says, how ye doing, ye up for geen me ma hole? and then his phone number, and that's all it says. Female gender only, no males or homosexuals. I mean, damn. Where are all the gothic chicks, witches, vampires, or mistress of the dark? Did they all die? Like Errolty. If you're willing to accept $10 and a daiquiri in return for having sex with some guy you don't know that you met off of Craigslist, perhaps you should re-examine your life. And he's not defined. He's got Monet abs. Did you just encounter the scepter of his infernal majesty? There was no double entendre there. Okay, I see what you did there. Oh my god. Virgin, click on that right now. You haven't clicked on Virgin yet. Click on Virgin! Unleash the Virgin. God, oh, son of a bitch! I'm convinced that's half the reason why girls won't date me. I like laying down. If I could lay down and pee, that'd be great. Please! That's not comedy. You have failed at comedy, sir. With that in mind, on to this guy's drug-fueled epiphany. That's why I can't get any girls. Why in the hell do you have an ice pick? I can fart with the best of them. Did I call that? Can we go ahead and say, Tycho, you called that? Skiing is a intensely complex and elaborate euphemism. Which, for those of you who aren't getting it, is sex. Word, yo. Word. Mickey D's in the hizzy. Teresa, queen of AIDS. Sentences! Use sentences! My god! That's like the phrase that you use when like your cat has diarrhea, doesn't it? White male on sale. So you're like, well. Herpetologist. Back before they had telephones, that was how they had phone sex. This is your chance to have a model-looking guy who is sensual, STD-free, and very seductive make you have this amazing orgasm. I've been to porn sites and none of the girls there will email me back. Okay, dude. I'm not saying that peacocks, you know, don't exist. Shut up. You have, like, you and your girl, and there's the fat girl, and you're like, you need to leave. Sorry, was that kind of a jerk thing to say? Butt booty, junk into chunk, dunk, big ass. All right, we're going to end this one on a threat. If you don't stop me, I'm going to eat frozen pizza. And everybody would clap and we'd all be, yay, and then we'd all go home.